research efforts through the University of Georgia Cotton Team have been going on for years, and those efforts continue. One issue that has been a thorn in the side for many growers over the past few years has been Palmer amaranth. Extension cotton agronomist Guy Collins says it's a very aggressive weed and one that we will still have to battle.
But we've got programs that are very effective against this weed pest, and our growers are adopting that. I mean, we can see this adoption, and, you know, if you go around the state, you can tell which growers are being the most aggressive against this battle. So, but that battle will continue. That's not something we need to underestimate. We don't need to relax and get comfortable. We need to stay aggressive with it, but it's, we are making a lot of headway with that.
Whether it's weed issues like Palmer amaranth or disease issues or irrigation studies, Collins says the efforts will continue. And a lot of their funding comes through research dollars through the Georgia Cotton Commission.
We couldn't do the work we do without their support. Everything that they're funding is research that's going to go back and help the producers become more profitable and sustainable and environmentally friendly. So everything that we do is geared right back towards benefiting the commission and the growers across the state of Georgia. My program is largely supported by the Georgia Cotton Commission, but without their support, we couldn't do any of what we do.
If you would like to know more about the research efforts using dollars from the Georgia Cotton Commission, just contact their office in Perry or go to their website. That's GeorgiaCottonCommission.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.